a business.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, war is the health of the state. You've heard it. War is the health of the state. If that's true, what is perpetual warfare? What is perpetual warfare but the absolute demise of the freedom to flow about the earth cabin that we're on? If war is the health of the state, what is perpetual warfare? Because we got it going on in spades. In fact, the entire government of the United States is set up for war. And more war and nothing. Even the war to help you is a war to help. It's a war. Like the war on poverty, right? Or the war on cancer. All these wars to help, even if it's a war to help you, it's going to kill you. Or, in perpetual warfare perspectives, it's going to be the distraction that keeps you razzle-dazzled away from the fact that we are on the verge or in the midst of a wholesale and retail collapse of the economy. Oh, it's such a good day to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've given Super Don the day off just to recover. He's busy taking care of some personal stuff, so we'll have him back. But we've got a great show planned. Absolutely sensational. There are articles galore going up at robertscottbell.com today, including another piece by, guess who? Liam Sheff. And he'll be on shortly to discuss that and more on the whole Fukushima radiation thing. We've got reports that Japan is working for the Olympics in 2020, and they say we're no more radiated than New York City. Is that the truth? Maybe. Maybe we'll figure that thing out. But perpetual warfare. You think I'm kidding here? This is what is happening. It's not just the Pentagon that's at war. The FDA is also the happiest when it's attacking nutritional supplements or alternative doctors. We got an article linked up from the Alliance for Natural Health, how they're utilizing NSA techniques, the FDA using NSA spying techniques to go after your natural doctor, your integrative health care provider. What about EPA? The Environmental Protection Agency, war on what? Businesses. Who can we punish because they have a step that's an inch too high or an inch too low? They don't have a ramp the right way. I mean, there's more than that, of course. What else we got? As I mentioned, the NIH, perpetual war on cancer. That's a fraudulent war. By the way, where's this coming from? Well, it's coming from all of you. You know, we're all subject to this at this point, even if we're not technically responsible. We are through just going, hey, okay, I'll just keep paying the taxes that help to fund it, right? Because the IRS searching for people to audit. The Department of Justice is always on the lookout for drug traffickers to jail, except when they give you immunity, like major cocaine cartel leaders. You have immunity because we need to bring some weapons up to Chicago. Oh, that's another story. How about the NSA spying on everybody all the time? The war to catch the few terrorists that they may have even created or may have worked for the CIA. The USDA going, what, gaga for Monsanto and GMO food, making it pretty difficult for farmers to do what they do best, and that is to provide food that you would like. Family farmers. I'm not talking about global conglomerates, corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state or the food that they provide to you, except that they try to kill all the microbes and say, hey, now it's safe. Where's the nutrition? Where's the nutrition? Oh, we have a war on nutrition, too. A war on knowing anything about nutrition and its ability to prevent cancer, utilizing selenium, things like that.
There's a group called WinPAC. Again, there's an article here. You got to check it out. John Rappaport's latest on perpetual war. The U.S., it's a perpetual warfare agency now. All of these agencies, USDA mentioned. This WinPAC was a CIA front group that twisted reports of WMDs in Iraq to help send us into war in 2002. And it's now interpreting reports of Assad and chemical weapons to bolster what the White House calls the need to bomb Syria. Who do they need to bomb? We're not so sure. Who actually did the fluoride-induced toxic chemical weapons? We know it was shipped in from England by license. We covered it yesterday with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. So the war that never ends, is it also distracting us from the inevitable economic collapse, which is also on tap? Not new to the longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we talk about healing on all levels, so we must also talk about the economic healing, the healing of the lizard brain that is driving us all into this perpetual state of war, or looking at our neighbor as if they're ready at any moment to jump out of the bushes and sing something that is scary to you. And then you say, hey, they must be a terrorist because they're into raw milk and organic food and permaculture, agricultural practices that don't rely on GMO seeds or patented technology. So Syria is the next target, is it? And Obama says he's going to Congress. Is it going to make a difference? Is he going to strike unilaterally? All bets are off at this point, because there's no pretense of constitutional governance. Now, I have some friends on the liberal left, and they say I pick on them too much. It's because I expect more from them. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem. I'll ask Liam if that's a problem. I expect more from them, and maybe I shouldn't. But there is an article that liberals now, current progressives, are rejecting Obama's case for Syrian strikes, and that they actually believe Obama and Kerry are lying. That means maybe some on the left have finally taken the red pill, a la Matrix. Is it true? Could it be? Are we doomed? What can we do about it? Life will continue on planet Earth, but in what form and for how many? The strategies we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show could help you to be one of those survivors and maybe even thrivers despite all of this. What can we do to outcreate the bad guys? To outcreate this concept of perpetual warfare being the health of the state, because they convince enough millions of Americans that will keep giving them crumbs so that they keep supporting us, keep voting, keep participating, keep energizing the evil that is happening in the name of helping folks. War. We got to bomb them so that they'll be free and prosperous and happy and healthy. Talk to the people of Iraq and all the depleted uranium there, please. And with that, I want to return to my good friend, conspiracy theorist, realist, and more than that, host of The Energy Show, author of Official Stories. If you don't have it, go get it. I'll find you by the time I get to Vegas. His name, Liam Sheff, and he's with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Liam, my friend, thank you for hanging in there and being with me today.
Hey.
It's romper room time. Romper, stomper, war room day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Everything's fine. Everything's under control. Situation normal.
Nothing to see here. Do you remember Romper Room? Do you ever watch that with a kid? They had these romper stompers.
There's can we do some? To see here.
Can we do some romper stomping?
Remain calm.
All is well.
All is well.
Liam, am I asking too much of the so-called progressive left to see through this? I mean, there's a report that says they are, but you know, they say I'm picking on them too much. It's like, well, do I expect too much?
I've been getting that too. I've had a couple of really crazy people getting very upset with me, but not for something would be like, you know, in the past people have gotten upset with me because I really argued with them and I wasn't very nice or something, but it wasn't that. They were upset with me before I started talking, and I've gotten to be a lot nicer in debate anyway because I just felt like it, but I was surprised they were calling me out and screaming at me to come and argue with them about how safe nuclear was. And then when I came and I said, I don't think you're making a lot of sense, let me look, they called me a lot of personal names, and they're all on the left. They're very much on the left. But I got to be honest with you, I don't know if it's just a psyop game. I used it for research purposes, but Facebook's gotten to be a strange place. There's a meme going around, to use that silly word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going around very far, but a couple of people are sort of chewing on it. Ann Coulter is one of them, and then you get these weird lefties who just don't want to talk about nuclear, and we're being lied because nuclear is really safe. Lied to, excuse me, and manipulated.
Yes.
Nuclear is really safe, and if you don't think so, you're clearly a life-beating Holocaust denialist, I guess. Most people aren't going to fall for that, but they drag this guy's old corpse out, this Galen Windsor, I think, or something like that, who, you know, was an engineer of some sort or, you know, worked in a nuclear plant and takes a couple bits of information, like you can take a piece of non-reactive uranium and it's not that dangerous, and you can take, and you can go inside the water in a containment vessel, and it's safe to be near. Yeah, okay, but not near past, you know, 4 feet or 5 feet when the neutrons aren't being absorbed. So the information is confounding and confusing, and I'm trying to say, well, what do we have to be aware of? These are new words to you and myself. Did you know the word cesium? I mean, I might have heard the word cesium, but did you know cesium before? Do you know cesium like I know cesium?
Yeah, well, I knew cesium because I had to do a lot of radiational, let's say, studies in homeopathy, and we had addressed those things. But that's reason. I mean, not normally would you, in polite conversation, bring up, is your cesium bigger than my cesium? But right now it's growing big. And Japan is saying, hey, by 2020, we'll be all good. Have the Olympics here in Tokyo. Come on.
Right. That's outstanding. They're actually saying that we're as safe as New York. Well, that's not saying a lot. Number one, New York had the guts of two asbestos-laden heavy metal toxic buildings exploded over Lower Manhattan. New York's not that safe. On the other hand, Tokyo's 150, 60 miles away from, maybe a little more, from this bleeding ulcer, this thing leaching. And we got to talk about this when we get back, but, you know, these are three meltdowns that even the New York Times, the old gray mayor herself, is saying, we don't know if we can ever get these cores out of the ground, Robert. We don't know.
Yeah, and that's the big question. And that level of honesty, of course, is upsetting to some folks. And see, even when Liam is being nice, they try to attack him. What is that? Maybe because he's too close to the facts and the truth that we can pull out of those facts. What about you? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff is here. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger is going to be with us as well next hour. We got a lot more healing to go, if it's at all possible. War is the health of the state, but what is your health? At least partly, it's being right here.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That's it. robertscottbell.com is where you want to go. And we got links to the article I covered about John Rappaport's permanent state of the U.S. government is now warfare. Warfare. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us. We also have a great article published by my guest this hour, Liam Sheff, right there in the notes and also at liamsheff.com. So check that out. But the gist of it is, Liam, let's let it loose.
Well, we have to learn new things, and those very few of you falling into the Galen Windsor trap, I have to let you go. Enjoy yourself. Go eat the uranium. That's what the guy's saying you can do. Eat uranium. Ann Coulter paraded that. Yeah, I know. Paraded. I just made myself laugh.
Yeah.
Paraded that on the Bill O'Reilly show, and Bill O'Reilly had to say, Ann, you seem a little crazy today.
When Bill O'Reilly's doing calling you crazy, it's crazy time. By the way, the YouTubes are embedded into the article that if you want to read it from Liam Sheff, it's again in
At robertscottbell.com and hopefully linked on some and just take the article and you know republish it with popular with correct attribution. And I want this information to get around because we have to figure out these new terms. What's a Becquerel? What's a Curie? Besides the woman who died from radiation poisoning, and so did her husband, because it's totally safe to be poisoned by radiation, of course. Madame Marie Curie. Well, a Becquerel and a Curie are both rates of release. They're actual measurements of radioactive particles. But the term that we get from Fukushima is a sievert or a millisievert.
Yes.
And these aren't rates of release. These are equations that seek to measure how much damage they're doing to people. So it's an algorithm rather than an actual simple measurement. So it does draw into question how they're getting it. But let's say that there is a listing, and that Fukushima has been revealed to be releasing, as of a number of days ago, 1,800 millisieverts per hour, 1,800 millisieverts per hour. Well, I don't know. Nobody know. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, you're just scratching your head, and it says, well, milli, that sounds small, so we shouldn't. Sievert doesn't even say, it sounds more like your shirt sleeve, so it's pretty benign. I mean, whoever named it, they didn't scare you with the term millisievert. It's like a millipede, okay? You can step around that, but can you step around millisieverts?
It's a thousandth. So a millisievert is a thousandth, so a thousand millisieverts per sievert. So, okay, so how dangerous, you know, when do they say you're in danger? Well, they say you're in danger, really, at, you know, 0.5 sieverts or 500 millisieverts. How about what, you know, what's really dangerous? Well, two sieverts. And remember, we're getting 1.8 sieverts or 1,800 millisieverts per hour in some places in Fukushima. Okay, that's serious because you can die in a day hanging around Fukushima. You can just be dead. That should be worth noting. That's not normal. You can go to Memphis or Chicago or even Los Angeles, and even though the air might be bad and the food might be greasy, you won't die in 6 hours. Unless
that is another level of or layer of the inconvenient truth. And by the way, another inconvenient truth about that article that Rappaport wrote about the state of the U.S. government is all war all the time. Senate Foreign Relations Committee just voted 10-7 to authorize the use of force. Now it's going to go to the larger Senate, but it's a no-duh situation, and the Democrats control the Senate, which again is why I seem to be a little bit harder on the so-called loony left at this point. I mean, come on, really? You want to commit American troops to another war? I guess that's, again, just to distract from the millisieverts eking out of Fukushima, perhaps.
Well, distracting from that, from the upcoming abysmal failure of fracking, the 100 years will be rounded down to 10, and it's already been going on for a while. So, you know, go figure. The inability of the nation state that we are to tell the truth to the American people. There are two truths. Number one, we've put these time bombs everywhere in the world. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And there are thousands of tons of this spent nuclear material laying around in the United States, 77,000 tons by estimate 10 years ago, in the United States alone. This is part one. This is an ongoing gastric problem that you're not going to be able to get rid of. But problem number two is that oil is going away. It's not going away all at once. It is going to decline. They've been saying this, by the way, and I did this on the Energy Show on Sunday. My show is moving to Saturdays, by the way, and we'll give that
announcement. By the way, we had to take a break, Liam. Also, read the article by Liam because it'll give an easier explanation, a simpler explanation, understand the sieverts, millisievert situation that you need to. Because you can only look at each other and say, wow, you're glowing in the dark, how cool, for so long until you just fall over. We don't want to see that here. No, we don't. So stick around. Liam Sheff is here. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us a little later in the program. And give us a call, 866-939-2355.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
UNICEF's going to come and get us, right? Because we also talk about the vaccine issue, if we will, next hour with Ty Bollinger. Also, reminder, ANMA, American Naturopathic Medical Association, this weekend in Las Vegas. Also, my friend and Liam's friend, Nick Brannigan, who we had on yesterday, is going to be there, and we've got a special event on Sunday. And all of those, they're linked up in the show notes. Just go! And you can also give us a call. Would you like to talk to Liam or Ty? You wouldn't want to talk to me, but that's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So where's this all leading? We understand Mr. and Mrs. Millie Sievert are here to see you. We're not pleased about it, but what do we do? It's not enough to take, as we were talking on the break, Liam, here, take your thyroid pills. I mean, we got to do a lot more than that.
Yeah, you can't take healthy seaweed just to get out of this. So the New York Times, you know, the old gray mare herself has come forward, and they're admitting nobody knows what can be done, because this is, and another paper said, this is really outside of man's capability, to use that sort of 50s expression, but human capability, to deal with three multi-hundred ton nuclear cores that, you know, drip like wax, and I'm quoting one of the articles, and probably seeped into cracked bits in the floor, hitting the water table, producing and releasing radioactive materials, spent particles, and decay materials. Like, here's one that we have to know, cesium-137. And this is one of the things that we have to look at. It's got a half-life of 30 years, which means that in 30 years it will be half as toxic as it is now. This stuff lodges and, you know, doesn't really get out of the body very quickly, and it does, in fact, very slowly. So this is the problem that people are looking at when they look at the food. Stephen Starr, senior scientist, physicians for social responsibility, director of University of Missouri, is talking about cesium. If you, and these are the quotes that you get, if you distribute a dime's worth, you know, a gram or so of cesium-137 and burn it and sprinkle it, evenly distribute it, you can cover a mile with the stuff, and that mile is then considered uninhabitable. This stuff does, you know, you've got your genetic mutations and your birth defects, and your radiation poisoning and your death. So I'm reminded of the T.S. Eliot poem, How Does the World End? How does the world end? Do you know this? The Hollow Men?
Oh, yeah, they made a movie out of it with Kevin Bacon.
not the same thing, you dog.
Keep it real.
Thomas Stearns Eliot, T.S. Eliot. You know, we are the Hollow Men. He was writing between World War One and World War Two about the America, the Europe that he saw, and he wrote this. It wasn't pretty poetry, but this is where we are. We are the Hollow Men. We are the stuffed men leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. And the end of the thing is, this is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper. And mm-hmm. that is it. You know, you don't necessarily get all the Hiroshimas and Nagasakis on the horizon, or the Trinity experiments, or all the damned bombs that they blew up in Las Vegas. By the way, take your selenium when you're there, everybody. But we get this inexorable leak of radiation in to the Pacific Ocean, pulling back through the tides to the west coast of east coast of Japan. What's on the east coast of Japan? Tokyo. It's not far away. It's on a bay. The idea that they're going to host an Olympics in, what is that, in next year? When's their Olympics, supposedly?
2020. They're hoping to be able to host it by 2020. Yeah.
No. It's not happening. It's over. And I love Japan, but that's not happening. And I don't know that any eastern cities on that seaboard. I don't know if Hong Kong. I don't know. I'm not enough of an expert to understand how this heavy load of cesium. And I don't know if when these things hit the water, forever and for true, there will be a spiking event. You know that there will be a geyser of hot radioactive material. The stuff will burn and cascade down over the Pacific and be in the fish, and that people will not be able to fish in Asia. It's been seen, because people have taken a slight interest in this, that tuna crossed the ocean in weeks, backward and forward. These things are amazing. You know, we could run the world on tuna, I guess. On swimming
yeah.
tuna.
Well, at least tuna oil, of course. As we've talked about, it used to be we were concerned about those higher fish in the sea creating more of a mercury toxicity potential. But we weren't considered so much the radioactivity of a tuna. And again, that changes everything. That changes the equation. That's why we continue to strategize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with ways to help stimulate regenerative events faster than we have the degenerative events, which there are ways to manage it. I'm not saying it's easy. But when we talk about these things, or if I bring on folks and interview them about it, it's literally not only save your life, but your children, your grandkids, to strategize a new world that is much more toxic beyond just the DDTs of the world and the pesticides and the GMOs, which are horrible, but the radiation that just doesn't quit. Except 30 years from now, at least some of it's halfway quit. But, you know, that's not, it's going to be enough if you wait around for 30 years and say, well, let's see if it bothered me in that time frame.
Right. It's by the way, not enough. Imagine living in a world where you have to go to the store and say, do you have any cesium free? Where are we living? You know,
I'm still, once again, and I know I annoy you when I bring this up, but it's like, where are the space aliens? Where are the beam downs? Where's the alien technology to transform ionizing radiation to something inert? Could the plants do it? Can we be saved by microbes? What's going to be? I mean, I'm going to be certainly talking to folks about it at the ANMA because we got some quantum physicists that are there. I had one of them on the show a couple of days ago, and we'll see what we can find.
Let me say beware of quantum physicists because they do theoretical math, which is like IRS math. You know, it serves their purposes of getting more funding. Be very careful of it. Bacteria, there are a number of things that can be done, but even phytoremediation tends to be shallow. Even hemp or cannabis, which can phytoremediate, only gets to the root systems. But it doesn't cover the sky where the stuff blows in from. We have trouble. You want trouble? We got it. That's the name of this planet. And I am into what can we do? My answer is always, get to the least toxic place you can and start building permaculture gardens. Because, you know, they told us in a number of very well understood by people who do the research documents, like strategic energy policy initiatives for the 21st century, published in March 2001 at Rice University, said the United States has no energy policy. We're heading into, they said this, James Baker's group, that George Bush's twin, not W, but George Bush's twin, James Baker, who got him elected and kept him in office and was his power broker and deal maker. You know, his think tank said, we've got no plan for where we're headed and we're going to run out and it's going to make the 70s look like a cakewalk because there's just no other place to replace the stuff from. So the whole fracking revolution, well, 9/11 occurred 6-7 months after that. Gosh, well, I guess that they decided to hold on to the Middle East oil a little more effectively. But it hasn't been that effective. They really just should have paid for it, left the Middle East in place. But these guys, Robert, aren't sane. It's not sane to go into Syria. You could negotiate. You could pay them not to do the thing you didn't want them to do. You could do anything. But killing more people than were killed in the fluoride, I don't even know how to get started with that. What Mike Adams did was quite brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was amazing. And it upset some of my lefty friends again. That's why I was like, step back. We weren't dissing the people that may have been harmed or actually were harmed by whatever happened in Syria by pointing out the fact that fluoride is the basis for these chemical munitions, including sarin gas. And then we, you know, extrapolate that and said, hey, now go to your local city municipal treated, go to the city council and go, dude, am I going to have to report you to the Department of Homeland Security for being a bio or chemical terrorist? You're putting this, which the international press now says is the basis for chemical warfare. I thought it was brilliant. I do. I don't know why the left was upset with that.
Right. So they're a little bit nuts. Now, the people on the other left or the far right or wherever the market investors are right now have another thing coming. And maybe, I don't know if we're hitting a break, but maybe we could talk about the fact, there's an article up here, the recessions of 73, 80, 91, 2001, and 2008 were caused by high oil prices. That's worth thinking about. What else is worth thinking about? The fact that the market gurus, even on the left, are saying, nothing is going to work. The Dow, whatever you think of it, is going to head down to 5,000. And I think that this guy, maybe we can talk about it when we get back, Terrence Burnham makes a wonderful argument that I've been making about humanity's inability, and I'm not the first to make it. This is an ancient argument, humanity's inability to think ahead and plan ahead. We're reactive. We're not proactive. Ask anybody with a hunger. Ask anybody on a diet at 2 a.m. when they're really hungry and they eat a pint of ice cream. We're reactionary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the whole basis of throwing people into war is like, we tell you this is happening, you react to it. The Hegelian dialectic is all about creating a reaction. You react to it. You're not your own thoughts. You're not your own person at that point. You are being controlled. You are being manipulated. You are being mind-melded by those who are desperate to keep you unaware of what is really happening. And when you're in the midst of the collapse, in which we are, the thing is, razzle-dazzle them. Dance them. Threaten war on Syria. Do whatever you got to do to keep them distracted, because we just got to keep this thing going long enough to wipe out enough of these folks that we'll still be okay. It's genocidal, of course. It's all about, on that level, population reduction. But if you care about yourself, much less anybody coming onto the planet at this point, your family, your kids, your grandkids, pay attention to what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is not fear-mongering. It is literally a consciousness. How would we say? I'd say it's an upliftment. I can't even say it. I don't know what I'm saying, Liam. Stand by. We're going to be back. Ty Bollinger is going to be with us. We're going to go outside the box. Special announcement from Liam Sheff as well, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. Is Godzilla going to make an appearance?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the thing. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch or a free ride. And we are looking to bring the healing wherever we can and realizing we don't have delusions of grandeur here. Well, maybe Liam does. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's with me now. And, in fact, we've got some major announcements from Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you want to reveal today? I know there's more to come, but what do you want to reveal today, Liam?
I was born a man.
God, that's disappointing. I had that one figured out, I thought, but
okay, so I'm the author of Official Stories, and you can find that on Amazon. And if you haven't gotten it, the GCN audience is newer to this. It's a wonderful corrective textbook to all the lies we were taught in school growing up. 11 chapters, 10 topics, really all, you know, from the sciences to the histories to the math, to even English class. They even lied to us in English class. Yes, they did. So that's all in that book. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's a year on. I want to start pulling together my second book. The news cycle changes so quickly, I've really had to rethink strategy. It's impossible also to tell as much truth as you want to sometimes in pure, news writer essay style. It's just damned hard. You're limited. There are things that I think are true, and instead of saying I think this is true, sometimes you want to show it as a creative possibility. So I am a writer, and I'm going to be putting out more work a little more quickly, very low price. People are going to be able to get it where I'm taking everything that I'm synthesizing and putting it out, and I'll sort of give you a hint, short stories, funny essays, that sort of thing that you'll be able to read that I think will get more to the truth. And because when I write news, I'm very careful.
You got to throw off the bad guys with some humor and some dashes and dots there that they don't decipher too overtly.
Right. You know, you essentially need to tell the stories of what you think is happening, and you can do that. But, I tend to be very, 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 very careful in what I report as what I can get anything close to as a fact. I think, well, I got to take this 18 times. So what I'm going to say is this looks true to me, this doesn't. Best way to do it, I think, is by letting some characters do it, letting some conversations voice it. And I think that, anyway, next week I'll reveal what's happening, and in a couple weeks you'll get your first taste of it. And I think you'll like it.
Any update on the energy show?
Yeah, the energy show, we're switching from Sunday night to Saturday afternoon, better time slot, and it's going to be on Truth Frequency Radio, and I think I can promote that tomorrow, because I'm feeling like breaking into the studio tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I think that you'll need to do that because I'll be traveling. We've got the American Naturopathic Medical Association show in Las Vegas. And you mind showing up tomorrow for work? I know you don't like to, but can you do that? Can you do the show tomorrow for me?
Not
can
alone.
Do that for me?
It's too much work to do by myself.
Who would you have on with us or with you?
What about that bowling ball guy?
Bowling ball. Yes. Well, we plan to have him on. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. And if you don't burn him out today, or if I don't, then Ty and Liam, you can look forward to tomorrow, the comedy stylings of Ty and Liam. And maybe even John Rappaport will show up for a little while. So that'll be awesome.
Let's bring on some rap.
By the way, can you do it before the economic collapse?
Well, can we? So I'm looking at this. This is the PBS NewsHour. Remember Jim Lehrer and McNeil Lehrer? So now it's just the NewsHour. Mm-hmm. And they've got this fellow, Terrence Burnham, and Burnham's saying, I believe the stock market is about to have a devastating decline. To make a concrete prediction, let me tell you, economists never make concrete predictions. Here, he's tying himself to this. We will see a Dow 5,000. It's now at, 1,400, before we see a Dow 20,000. Now, at the end, he says, I've tied myself to this, and I may be laughed at some point, but there were guys that said the Dow would be 36,000, and they've had to live with that. And he's saying, if I'm wrong, it means that I've been wrong about everything that I ever learned in economies of scale and business and looking at this, and he has a great track record. So why is he saying this?
Well, it's clear.
Sorry, I didn't mean that rhetorically. Go ahead.
No, I was with you. I'm just riding on every word here, but this is something we've been following and talking about.
Robert's looking at pictures of Jenny McCarthy again.
No, that's not Jenny. Look, we got a big story coming up with Ty Bollinger in second hour. I'm not even going to tell you all about where it's going, but we're about to get there. Liam, I take back the invitation. You can't. No, of course you can host tomorrow. Liam Sheff will be back tomorrow with Ty Bollinger, but Ty's set up, and he's going to be outside the box with me in the next hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the notes are linked up there at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 866-939-BELL if you want to be part of the show. You know you do, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.